Hello everyone, I'm very happy to be with you today. I am Magdala Ramirez and I come from the Maya Mexica tradition. Yes, this is intense times. Here comes the equinox. Then we will have a moon eclipse, then a solar eclipse. And again, everything has to do with that union of polarities, as you can see. And the energy is very, very intense. You can feel it. Something is off. Something is happening. And what it is happening is you. You are changing. You are understanding a very different story as a human being. The sacredness of the union of polarities, your male and female. You have two aspects, two hemispheres of the brain that it needs to be connected. That is the triad that the ancestors has been talking about. The triad of what is it? I'm making this triad with my hands of understanding these two forces that are coming one and the same. Yes. There are many wars and destructions everywhere in the world. Thinking about all in South America, Mexico, in Europe, everywhere, it is so many things going on. And this is the time where human beings need to put it together and understand what's happening. The programming of separation, it's very, very strong. And that separation has been creating so much pain and suffering. People in pain and suffering are manipulable and controllable. They tell you what is it and how does it feels. They tell you you have this trauma. Therefore, you're going to be dealing the rest of your life with it. And it is not true. It has never been true. I never met somebody without a trauma. Think about it, how they want you to feel about yourself, constantly as a victim of some kind of situation. And that victim part of you, it keep on perpetuating because you cannot see yourself in a different man. This is the time when human beings are able to understand a very different perception of the self. And understanding what is that self within yourself. You are innocent by nature. You are a peaceful being by nature. You are a multidimensional being by nature. So what is it in that personality that wants to constantly define you by an outside world that don't allow you to understand your freedom? Because the changes are from within. It is not in that outside world. It is all in within yourself where you find that liberation. When you think about it, how does it work and why they want it, the people to feel so separated and they create wars and destructions. And many of those stories of that wars is not even true. It's just putting people against other people and creating that pain and suffering. It just holds the people back in a third dimensional reality that doesn't help absolutely anything. And it's all in that ways of perception of the self. That has been for so much distortion being created within the self. So where are those wars? Are inside of you. It is that place in you that you are able to listen to the one that created you versus that part of the personality that it is so against you in many cases. Those voices that attack you constantly, you become the worst predator to yourself. You become a victim to yourself constantly. Now, what you gonna do with that? When you see these two forces within yourself, you know that that war will stop at the moment that you want to. You deny the battle, and immediately everything shift in your reality. You know, we make this beautiful game. It is called the Game of the Goddesses. It is in our website. And it is a game that you play constantly inside of yourself. A game that it hook you down, constantly looking for something that it is wrong within yourself. Looking for something that it will drag you down. Looking for something that you feel victim of the situations and past experiences, traumas that they told you that you need to deal with the rest of your life. And it's never been true. It's a game that you have been participating for a very, very long time. A game that you can stop it immediately when you stop judging yourself. You know, the whole separation that they create inside of you, it is only in that personality. It is only in that outside world, in a perception of reality that it is constantly telling you all these things without realizing it, that you are lying to yourself just to keep on perpetuating a system that it is against human being. Yet, deep inside, in that realm where you listen to the one that created you, it is changing the whole perception of reality. Once you change the perception of reality, everything changes. Understanding how powerful you are, it is imperative at this time. For a long time, you thought that you were hopeless, powerless, and that is what they wanted you to believe. They told you, all these things happen to you, and that's not your fault. Means you cannot do anything. In many cases, they will say, take a pill. And taking a pill is just creating even much more gap instead of dealing with the situation with a different lenses. Yes, you have very sad experiences, maybe many situations that you have passed through. I understand. We all understand because everyone can relate. I really have never met somebody without a trauma. But the point in there, they told you this is how you're going to deal with the trauma the rest of your life. And that is what it is wrong. The ancestors always said, the abuelas used to say, shake your nahuas and keep on walking. How does this work? Can you change that perception and bring back your power and use your power to go into that next step? You are in a realm of love. You have always been love. They told you for such a long time that you need to be a beggar of love. Just picking it up, the crumbles of love that you can reach here and there, instead of understanding that you are love, that you have always been love. That brings so much power back into you. And that love that you are is the one that you're going to use to heal yourself. Is the one that you're going to use to bring your power back into you. That doesn't mean that you need to keep on perpetuating the same pain over and over and over again. It means that you can liberate, embrace it, don't deny it. And that's where your liberation comes about. Stop judging you. People that create pain in you, they always will say it is your fault. It's a syndrome. And when you believe it, it will just bring guilt and shame. And then you try to cover up, and then you become the perpetrator to yourself as well as to others. It's a game. Yet, when you realize this incredible world within yourself, where your liberation comes about, all starts because of the love that you are. The love that you are, it makes you listen to the one that created you. And she is all about the highest good of everyone, and you're included. That brings so much joy and happiness when you feel that power, that you can change the hologram, that you can change your way of living by being aware of this incredible force within yourself. When you are aware that moving the traumas and situations by changing the perception, it really creates a very different story. You know that guilt and shame, it was an imposition by that patriarchal system. Everything was based on that, because when you feel that, then you cannot understand your multidimensionality. Then you keep on perpetuating that beggar of love, thinking that you're not good enough to receive love, so you become a beggar. Think about how it has been for such a long, long time. I'm going to tell you something that it is so powerful. People think that when you die, you're going to be judged. Nobody's judging you. It is very much you judging yourself. Every time you go against your own nature, you feel separated, because that part of you feels that you're not good enough. That's when you create guilt and shame. It doesn't matter how rational you think your decisions are. It is always an emotion in it. If you look closely, the true human being, it is an empath by nature. And this brings compassion to everyone. And it is absolutely natural for the human being. When you bring this compassion to yourself and bring it to your conscious, immediately that enlightenment is happening. That enlightenment is normal for the human being when you begin to drop what it doesn't belong. Everything changes. Your perception of reality changes. You are a very wise being. And this beautiful knowledge, this beautiful wisdom, it is inside of all human beings. And it is the time for you to bring it forward, especially in times like this, in the time of the equinox, in the time of all this eclipse. It is a time of prayer. This eclipse of the sun, it reminds me so much of that eclipse in 1986. It was the fight between Huitzilopochtli and Kojoshowski. In that eclipse, in Mexico City, they call it the cruce de flechas, means the cross of the arrows. Indigenous people came from the north and the south and the east and the west. And they all gather in Teotihuacan. And they make big ceremony playing the drums in the moment of that eclipse. It was prophesied by the ancestors that that was the big battle between the dark feminine and the true masculine. The dark feminine wanted to have everything in separation. The divine feminine recognize that beautiful gene that you have, knowing that you are the children of God. She is the enlightener. In that eclipse, this big, big, big storm came. It was tornadoes and it was lightnings everywhere, but the people stay put and keep on playing the drum. And in every beat, was a prayer. That prayer that it comes from the core of your being. That prayer that recognizes your divinity within. That prayer that it makes you the connection with everything around you. And that realization of the self was so powerful. And yes, since that time, we were able to speak about the feminine ways openly. Before, everything was in the hidden. That was the piece of information that humanity needed. Everything has been about that patriarchal. They deny completely the feminine ways. It's like denying the quantum physics and the general physics, and how they interrelate one to another, the things that you don't see, like your inner world. Your inner world that only you have access. That place where you understand this. The place where you can change the perception of reality. So here comes again this eclipse, and you stay in that prayer and focus. Can you be in that prayer and understand that from that enlightenment within your own self is where the whole community depends on? Once you get the dance of enlightenment, everyone around you will begin to get it too. You are a powerful being. In this time of preparation that it starts with the equinox, that beautiful moment in that ceremony where Kukulkan comes and goes up, that moment of heaven on earth and earth on heaven, it is so sacred because you are understanding that triad within yourself. I want you to go into my website. We have many ceremonies and seminars coming forward. April will be Trinidad, Colorado. Going back into Colorado. Then we are going into priestess ceremony. That's in May. That's in the land. If you're coming, let me know. Send me an email. Then we have another seminar in August in Minnesota. Going back into Minnesota makes my heart bloom too. And we have many exciting news that I will tell you for that summer, June and July. It is a time for real understanding. Join our school. It has been so powerful. And download messages from the Great Mother. The Mother wants you to know that she's always with you. And this little message, it is always in perfect synchronicity. It is a unique message just for you. This is your time. This is the time of the realization of the self. And your realization is the real help for all your family and your community. Thank you for your work. Thank you for being you. I am you. I am Magdala.